Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out. And that's Chuck Berry bringing us back. One of the classics, one of the greats of all time. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam Norwood is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now almost 14 years. Independent financial advisor, one of the great business managers of our time. Sam, thanks again for being here. So in the segment previously, we were talking about the economy, how it's looking for the year, and what would be some of the things that would happen. If interest rates were raised, and I alluded a little bit to Wall Street not screwing things up, and I do believe, Sam, that the biggest danger right now to sustaining whatever momentum we have after 6 years in the out here on Main Street, the biggest danger we have internally is Wall Street, and with regard to interest rates, if the Fed raises interest rates a quarter of a point, that won't mean a darn thing to a small business, but it'll put Wall Street into a tizzy, possibly into a downward spiral, a correction of some kind, and that won't be good for the economy. What do you think?
Well, there is this disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, and it's illustrated right
now. Would you say
now.
Would you say that again, Sam? Folks, I'm not the only person who says this. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah. Well, you know, Wall Street thinks it looks ahead, and therefore it's not concurrent with what's going on right now. And it says it thinks it's looking ahead. Mm-hmm. So here's where good news is bad news for Wall Street. Good news for us on Main Street is that economy's percolating right along, but as a result of percolating right along, it is highly likely that interest rates are going to rise. Well, okay, so right now today you can go out and get a mortgage for 4% for 30 years. When in our lifetimes, other than in the very recent past, have we seen interest rates for a mortgage at under 6%?
Never.
You and I can recall in the 1980s, we would have thought we'd died and gone to heaven if we could have gotten
it. It would be a scam.
Yeah, a mortgage for 6%. Yeah, yeah. Now we can get it 4%. So on Friday, this past Friday, the market tanked on the idea. The economy's getting really, really good. Mm-hmm. Let's get out of equities, and so the market tanked on Friday.
I didn't see the last number. What did it go down? Finally, 300.
Yeah, I can't recall the number, but it was in three digits.
285 or something like that.
Uh-huh. And it was a big decline.
But you know, I want to say something here that extends what you said a minute ago. You talked about the stock markets being they think they're forward looking. There was a time, as I've said before, when Wall Street was when the economy, or I should say, Wall Street was a leading indicator of the economy. If the Wall Street was picking up, that meant the economy was picking up in 6 months. If Wall Street was going down, that meant the economy was going down over the next 6 months. Today, Wall Street is merely a leading indicator of itself.
Am I wrong? it could be. It would be good to actually study that. You probably have. I have not. But it's
Well, as I said, look at a year ago. Yeah. A year ago, the Dow hit a record level. The economy went negative.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah.
And look, and now it is a year later. None of that happened in the old way. Nothing. What it looked like in the old way didn't happen. Right.
Well, maybe Wall Street was looking a year ahead. It's actually been a pretty good year.
You're not going to let Wall Street doesn't get off the hook around here. Not on my show.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Sam. Go ahead.
Well, we're on Main Street. The news is good. I think Wall Street's going to be okay with that, even with the shutters of rising interest rates. Yes, it's going to be more expensive to get a mortgage. Yes, it's going to be more expensive to borrow at the local bank, most likely, I think. That's my opinion. Yeah. But I also think that that is inevitable. We have been in a period in the past 6 years of an extremely unusual conditions with interest rates as low as they have been.
But
let's get used to it. It's going to cost a little more.
One thing, Sam, with and we're going to talk a little bit about this in the next segment.
Uh-huh.
One thing that I want to set it up for is talking about what is the best way for you to grow your business.
Yeah.
You know, I can line up people, and you probably can too, who went public in the 90s.
Yeah.
Maybe in the last decade, who if you tried to go public today, they'd probably try to talk you out of it.
Yeah. You know, of course, one of the reasons why it's more difficult,
regulations. That's right.
It is so expensive
to maintain
an equity base in a public company.
Right.
It makes no sense to be public if you have, let's say, less than something like $200 million in sales.
Well, between the federal government's regulations, Dodd-Frank and the other, the one from 10 years or so ago, I'm trying to remember.
Sarbanes-Oxley.
Between those two and others, Sam.
Yeah.
And the 90-day conference call with the analysts, you basically don't run your own company if you're a publicly traded company.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we need to talk about that, and let's talk about how we do raise money
after these messages, folks. If you're a small business owner and you want to grow your business, my advice, find a way to borrow the money or franchise. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us. Right back with Sam Norwood. NorwoodAnalytics.com is the website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.